the National Art School, also known as NAS, will be hosting a seminal exhibition titled The Neighbor at the Gate. The exhibition explores pressing themes like colonialism and immigration. NAS brings in influential curators and leading artists to create a striking exhibition. We'll be speaking to NAS senior curator Katrina Cashman about what The Neighbor at the Gate entails. Hi, Katrina.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
No problems. I'll start by asking, can you tell us a little bit about what to expect from The Neighbour at the Gate?
Yeah, fantastic. So what people can expect when they see the show is six fantastic large-scale commissions, brand new artworks that have been created especially for this exhibition, and responding to themes that the three curators have set up. So we're very fortunate to work with three very esteemed different curators, a curatorium, if you like, led by Clotilde Bullen, OAM, who is a Noongar woman from Borloo in Perth. And she elected to work with two additional curators, Zali Morgan, another Noongar woman from Borloo in Perth, and Michael Doe, who is Gadigal-based. And the three curators have commissioned this fantastic exhibition of wonderful new works.
Yeah, as you're saying, there are guest curators who put together this exhibition. What motivated to bring in external curators for The Neighbour at the Gate?
Well, it is something that we like to do, but particularly I think it's very important if we have an Indigenous-led exhibition or exhibitions that are looking at themes for particularly looking at working with Indigenous artists. It's very important that we, you know, follow protocol and ensure that those exhibitions, that the right voices are speaking on behalf of those communities. So we were also very fortunate to receive a special grant from the New South Wales government, from Create New South Wales, which allowed us to have a fantastic opportunity to work with the three external curators and have a development period so that the artists could make new work.
Yeah, and as you have touched on, the exhibition has some really unique and talented artists. Why were these particular artists selected?
Well, I think that the curators, like there was a fantastic development period where we had a lot of artists that were in the running, so to speak, but really with the themes of looking at the kind of the echoes of colonisation, of immigration policies in Australia, and particularly wanting to focus on artworks and the long-standing connections between Australia's First Nations and our Asian artist cultural groups, of course, with very long-standing connections and communities built together, particularly in the top end, you know, those relationships have been long-lasting well before colonisation. And so it was important that the artists chosen were really able to, I guess, articulate some of those themes. And we also were very excited to present artists that people may not know as well, and to kind of bring those artists to the fore. So I'll just mention the artists now while I can. So from Yawuru country in Broome in West Australia is the artist Jackie Cheng. Her family ancestry is Malaysian and Chinese. From Sydney, who lives on Gadigal, but he's a Gamilaray man, is the artist Dennis Golding. Also from Borloo in Perth is the Iranian-Australian artist Elham Ashragian Hakansan. Then originally from Larrakia up in Northern Territory is the artist Jenna Lemma Lee. She now lives on Naam in Melbourne. And then James Nguyen, whose family ancestry is Vietnamese, he lives on Naam in Melbourne. And then the artist James Tyler, who is a Kaurna Tura man, has European ancestry. He lives on Canberra in the ACT. So together, those six artists really came together. They worked very closely with the curators to develop new ideas, to kind of talk about, you know, the echoes of colonisation and immigration and unravelling how those forces kind of continue to shape experiences and relationships today.
Yeah, why is it so important to exhibit these themes like colonization, immigration, First Nations and Asian Australian experiences?
Well, I think what we want to do is think really carefully about, you know, whose voices are prioritised in telling stories, whose stories are told, and who gets to decide those, the shape of those stories. So, you know, the voices of First Nations and Asian Australian identities are really important to bring to the fore in a time when these have often been very silenced. And I guess through the democratic processes of the curatorium, the artists and curators have really had the opportunity to sit together, to share stories, to build community and think about collective resilience. And, you know, really the whole point of this is that together these works and the exhibition really invites all of us to reflect on our similarities, you know, which are often greater than our differences, and to kind of enter this idea of a neighbourhood and what is the neighbourhood that we would all like to see, you know, thrive and flourish.
Yeah, it sounds like a really interesting exhibition. The Neighbour at the Gate will be exhibiting till the 18th of October at the NAS Gallery in Darlinghurst. Entry is free and open to the public every Monday to Saturday. The exhibition is incredibly insightful, so it's worth a visit. Thank you so much, Katrina.
Oh, it's my great pleasure. And I really hope all your listeners can come along and get along. There'll be a range of other public programs and activities happening, so please check out our website. We do have a little kids' corner, so children are welcome. There's lots of ways people can engage, and we really hope you enjoy the show. It's pretty special.